At this time, I'd like to invite Caroline and Jay and Calvin and Rosalie. Will you help me pray for them? Will you lay hands on them since I need to hold my little book and don't have two hands? So this is the children's message, and as we all know, we are children of God our whole lives long. Regardless of what age we grow up to be, we are always God's children. Just come stand by me. And no matter how old you get, you are still your parents' children, and you will always be their babies, because since before you were even created, you were growing in their hearts. And from your birth until now, there have been so many things that your mothers have and fathers have put in their hearts and pondered and remembered. And so I think going back to school is the marking of another year. It's the marking of yet another year of you growing older and in your formation. And so for the parents who have tender hearts, God be with you. Would you like to remind the congregation of what year of school you're in and where you're at, where you go to school?
And I'm going into my senior year at Chapel Hill.
Since we weren't together in person last year and didn't have the opportunity to do this, it seems like time has gone a little bit more quickly. Like, how can Jay already be entering his senior year? And just a couple more years for Caroline. As we all know, children, regardless of their age, don't keep. And so since they're not going to be here next Sunday, I did want to offer a special blessing for them. So typically when I would do this, I would lay hands on each of them, but I need to hold my book here. So will you, Rosalie, lay a hand maybe on Jay's shoulder? And Calvin, will you put your hand on Caroline's shoulder? And then I'll put my hand here on Calvin's shoulder. Let us pray. God, may we all love to learn. For the world is yours, and all things in it speak in each their own way of you. Of your mind, your designs, your artistry, your power, and your unfolding purpose. All knowledge is your knowledge, and all wisdom is your wisdom. Therefore, help Jay and Caroline apply themselves to learning. Help them to be mindful that all created things are your creative expression, that all stories are held within your greater story, and that all disciplines of order and design are chasing after your thoughts, so that greater mastery of the subjects they study will yield an even greater knowledge of the symmetry and wonders of your ways. Along this learning journey, bless them with teachers who are passionate about the subjects they teach. Bless them with mentors who will take joy in awakening in them a fierce love for those parts of your creation and your story that they have already learned to love well. Help Jay and Caroline apply themselves even to those subjects that they might find at first tedious. Reward their efforts with new insights, fresh inspiration, small epiphanies, and with the firm conviction that you are at work in their hearts in all circumstances, not only broadening their knowledge, but helping shape their hearts by patience and endurance and discipline, that they might be more humbly fit to serve the purposes of your kingdom. Use their studies to further shape their vision of what their place and call in your world might be. Continue to show them that where their own deep gladness and the world's deep need meet is where you are calling them to. Let them be at their schools, even in small ways, bearers of love and light and reconciliation. Grant them discernment and wisdom. Grant them knowledge and understanding. Bless the labors of this new school year and shape them for your service. In Jesus' name, amen. As you go on to this new school year, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.